السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. الحمد للہ وحدہ والصلاۃ والسلام علی من لا نبی بعدہ. ونشهد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Before we have our Zikrullah Majlis, as I mentioned earlier, that or many times I've mentioned this, that every program has its own flavor and fragrance. There are many things happening in the world, and a Muslim is supposed to be clued up with everything. A Muslim is a person who is an ambassador of Islam, and in his life he has to have the aqaid, the ibadat, the zikr, the tilawat, the dealings right, the muasharat right, everything. And then whatever is happening to the ummah around the globe, then it does affect him too. So there is a need for different programs. Like if we have a program in which the bayan is on Palestine, or Sudan, or Somalia, or Kashmir, or Afghanistan, or Iraq. So then there is a different flavor and fragrance for that. If there is a tafsir program, there's a different fragrance. If there is a Hadith Sharif commentary and tashri program, it's a different flavor. We have madaris, jalsas, it's different. Quran Sharif, khatam, jalsa, it's different. Now this night, being one of the odd nights and a Mubarak night of the 27th. So it is for ibadat, for zikr, for tilawat. So Naat Sharif is also an ibadat. The praise of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is also an ibadat. So I may not have that voice, but listen to this beautiful Naat Sharif. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائیں جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے سن لے علی جھوم جائے جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے سن لے علی جھوم جائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. او اللہ, when will my tears again bring fruit that we proceed in the direction of Madina Sharif? This crying of mine, these duas of mine, this ahe sahar of mine, this aho fuha of mine, when will I see the fruits of these duas that I proceed once again in the direction of Madina Sharif? Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad kehke salli ala jhoom jaye. And the moment that green dome comes inside, in ecstasy, in joy, in rejoicing, the person starts reading Durood Sharif, Salat and Salam upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. As I've explained many times, that the person who is an ashiq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he does not wait for arrival at Medina Sharif. From the time that he leaves home, that excitement is there that I'm going to Medina Sharif, Medina Sharif. He lands at Jeddah also. Now he's not interested in spending a few days in Jeddah tourism business and after that he'll go to Medina Sharif. He just wants to get there to make Salat and Salam at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because when you present your salam there, then he listens to you personally. And when we read from here, then the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala carry it and convey it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Rang laayengi kab meri aahe, phir madine ki janib ko jaye. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. Now the person, as he's coming closer and closer to Medina Sharif, he's looking in excitement in this direction and that direction for the green dome. That is the indication that my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are coming closer and closer to him. Because as I mentioned last night, I think it was, that we can take a billion qasams and say that under the green dome rests the greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If it had not been for him, we would not have had our iman in Islam. Other places we don't know whether those prophets are buried there or not buried there. But here we can say with certainty, we can take qasam and say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there. Nobody has the power to remove his body from there and move it anywhere else. So just imagine being right there. So, jab huzuri ka alam mata ho, unko afsanae gham sunaye. جب حضوری کا عالم مطا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. And when I'm standing at the Rosa Mubarak, then I pour my heart out before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. جب حضوری کا عالم عطا ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے. If I have to give a quick explanation of this whole thing, it can go on 2 hours. If I just giving you some gist of it. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. And then we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس. My beloved Allah, make this place, Medina Sharif, our permanent residence. Don't return us to our homes. And if it is the time of our death, then let it be here in Medina Sharif. The person deep-hearted duas he makes. But when can we make that? When we've got ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are sincere, then we can make it. But if we are there and our heart is here all the time, death will come when it will come. And it will come wherever Allah Ta'ala has destined it to come. But at least we must show that shauq and that jazwa and that excitement and that muhabba, that love, that we want to be there, we want to die there, we want to be buried there, we want to also make it our place of residence. Then it does not mean that everybody will die there and it will become his place of residence. But if Allah Ta'ala wills, then it is a blessing because we have to die somewhere and someday. Then why not seek it in Medina Sharif? And why not speak to Allah Ta'ala and say, don't return us, because where else will we get protection from the fitnas of Dajjal except in Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif? Fitnas of Dajjal. Like that, other fitnas have entered Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif. All the TVs, movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, everything, there's plenty of it there. At the Rosa Mubarak, the way it irritates and agitates and hurts when somebody's cell phone goes on and there's Bollywood music there and Hollywood music there. Wallah, at that time, the hair stands on end, you don't know what to do. At the Rosa Mubarak, and the person's cell phone is going, and he's not even concerned, and it's playing the music, some Bollywood music. And what kind of hurt and injury and pain we must be causing to the sensitive heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are unconcerned where we are and what we've got in our pockets. So those fitnas have entered, that the real Dajjal, when he will come, he will not be allowed to enter Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Tayyibah. So therefore we say that, Ya Allah, make it the place of our residence. Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, unko afsanae gham sunaye. جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے NUR 17 19786 BM, please remove your car. NUR 19786. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye. Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیری گیت گائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے تیرا درد محبت سنا کر سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے او اللہ آئی اسپیک سو مچ اباؤٹ یور لو سو مچ اباؤٹ یور محبت دیٹ آئی میک پیپل گو میڈ ان یور لو Because when a person goes mad in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he is an absolutely normal human being. When people go madly in love with those pretty faces, then that madness takes them to the madhouse sometimes. Or it leads them to drugs and it leads them to all kinds of sins and vices and evils. That love does not bring any kind of peace in anyone's heart. Irrespective of how beautiful that face is, but it is not going to bring peace if it is haram love. It will bring restlessness in that heart, believe it or not, it will be restlessness. The person can't sleep at night. The person is now on his cell phone, now on the mixit, on chat line, here, there. And then sometimes now, in that restlessness, is waiting for those filthy films that are coming up. Now he can't go for those filthy films also because until everybody else goes to sleep. So now till late night he's away. Now he's lost his sleep. Next day he's got to go to work. In the meantime, that restlessness, anxiety, worries and problems, slowly, slowly the person goes off his head also. And there are so many who have taken a jump from high buildings and taken their lives. And some people have committed suicide in other ways. Because Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept sukoon in sins. It just can't be in sins. We can do what we like, there'll be restlessness. For Muslim, there can't be sukoon and chain in sins. How can it be? If he's committing adultery also, there's a restlessness. What if I get caught? What if my death comes here? One person was saying that, I just can't give up adultery, Mawla. What must I do? He says, I can't give up. I'm involved with somebody, I can't give up. I go and visit that woman in her flat. So I said, well, just picture yourself that you are there in that house and you are undressed. I have to mention these type of things so that we may get out of this type of sins. And then in her house now, suddenly the angel of death comes and you're gone. Then what? In that state, and she's alone too. Now who's going to dress you up and who's going to move you from that flat? And what about all the neighbors in that flats now? They're going to come to know what happened here suddenly. Now there's a commotion here. They say, no, Mr. So-and-so, he was visiting this mistress. And this is what happened here. Will anybody like a death of that kind? Alhamdulillah, after some time, I said, Mawla, now whenever I'm thinking of going that side to, I just think of what you said and finish. So I gave it up. I said, Alhamdulillah. That is what we mean by prescription. People say, what's prescription? We all know it's haram. We know it's haram. One person said, Mawla, I got a habit of lying. I speak too much of lies. Day and night, nothing but lies. So what must I do? Now, he knows true lies is a sin. But he can't give it up. All the hadith he knows, all the Quranic verse he knows. I said, simple. If you're really serious about your Islah and reformation, if you're serious, if you're not serious, then don't ask me to. But if you're serious, and the very fact that you're asking me indicates that you are serious about it. So I say, when you speak a lie, whether it's in business or whether to friend or family or anywhere, as soon as you speak that lie, tell that person that I've got a filthy habit of lying. And what I just told you now is a lie. So therefore you make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He gets me out from this filthy habit of lying. And I say, meet me next week and tell me how many times you lied. The person meets me next week, he said, Mawlana, I just can't lie anymore. How am I going to tell that person that I'm a big liar? So his filthy habit went away. With Allah Ta'ala's fazl. So there is no sukoon and chain in sins. Sukoon and chain is in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is not that you take tasbih whole day and read in the masjid or make tilawat whole day. Wherever we are, we obey and follow the commands of Allah Ta'ala. That is the real remembrance. Life will be peaceful, happy, pleasant. There's no such thing as boredom. It is a shaitan whispers that if you're going to give up drink, drug, vice, evils and your zina and your women and wine, your life will become boring. Life will become boring. Shaitan whispers. When I ask all the young friends of mine who have now given up all the rave clubs and discos and cinemas if their life became boring. Then Allah Ta'ala will put real enjoyment into those hearts. Because the first attack of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's azab is on the heart of a person. I'm talking about the spiritual heart. Physical heart, a person dies, goes to Qabristan, finish. But the spiritual heart, when Allah Ta'ala makes it restless, finish, that person got no chain, no sukoon in anything. And the person whose heart has got love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and under all conditions he enjoys a kind of tranquility and sukoon. Not only he, but we do not know how many thousands also they enjoy that sukoon through that person. Because he generates sukoon. So what do we want? Do we want a life of peace, happiness, or restlessness, worry, fright? And these are days of cell phones and cameras. That means what you speak is recorded too because the cell phones got all latest technology. And now with all the latest cameras on pens and pencils and keychains and everywhere they got cameras. Now this person is in the rave club, disco, in zina or somewhere and people are filming him. people are recording, and then they use that for blackmail. How many young girls of ours got blackmailed? They posted their filthy pictures, their bodies on, and after that what happened? Blackmail. Then heartbreak, sorrow, gum, pain. Once again I repeat, for temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. This, that, whoever that singer was, when we were in grade 2 or 3, grade, that time they used to call it class 1, class 2. So that time somebody was singing, for temptation will lead you into trouble and will make you cry. So why fall for that temptation? Fafirru ila Allah, run from that temptation, run far away. The moment you see a beautiful snake coming, the snake skin is told to be very beautiful. They make handbags and what with snake skin. But now if one beautiful snake is coming, will we stand there and watch what a beautiful snake is coming? What lovely skin it has got. Or will we run from there for our life? So wherever there's temptation, run towards Allah. Go amongst friends, talk something that is permissible. Eat, drink. Enjoy the ni'mats and bounties of Allah Ta'ala. You will never get bored. There's so much to enjoy of the halal. But shaitan will always say the enjoyment is in the haram. So therefore we say that Madina Sharif also, all these type of things, we must distance ourselves from it. Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke chupke ye mange duaye, rang laayengi kab meri aahe, پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے At the multazam you can ask for everything. You can ask for gold, silver, property, wife, children, anything, the person can beg, whichever is halal thing to ask. But the real thing to beg at the multazam is, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. My beloved Allah, make me yours with your fazal, with your kindness, with your ihsan. For if Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then the kingdoms are ours. Then everything is ours. If Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then everything will work in our favor. Outward conditions can be that of pain, of suffering, of poverty. But if Allah Ta'ala is ours, then the sukoon and chain that the person will enjoy is unreal. The kings do not know. So therefore the multazam, he begs Allah Ta'ala, mujhko apna bana lo karam se. Multazam par ye mange dua hai. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب تیرا درد محبت سنائے رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے And I travel out in the world, my Allah. And make people listen about your love and your muhabbat. Wallah, this muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is such a priceless, you can't put any price tag on it. It's a treasure which Allah ta'ala gives to whom He wills. But if the person seeks, then Allah ta'ala gives. We must create the thirst in ourselves. If we're not going to show an expression of thirst, who is going to give us drink then? But if it shows that the person is very thirsty, then Allah Ta'ala makes the intizam of the water. When the earth cries out that I'm thirsty, Allah Ta'ala sends the rain. So we should cry out to Allah Ta'ala for His love and the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then Allah Ta'ala will give to us. We will stop here. Ms. Najri will have some zikrullah now. And then... So tonight in this Mubarak night, we must cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Cry. The little time that we have in between to and after the last session also, get into some real deep heart of duas. Get this bond and connection with Allah Ta'ala. You must really feel that Allah Ta'ala is listening, and He is listening. There's no question of Him not listening. Who is not sinful? We all got our weaknesses, shortcomings and faults. But as Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum, my Shaykh and Murshid says, Apne Malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, Dil ko sajde me ro ro ke abad kar. Apne Malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, Dil ko sajde me ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar. Nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shad kar. Apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. Ruh ko noore taqwa se tu shad kar, nafs dushman hai, dushman ko na shad kar. Get up, he says, and put your forehead in sajda. Nafil namaz, you can make dua in the sajda. Cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bring light into this heart. Bring life into this heart. When hayat and life will come into the heart, then everything will come right. At present what we are doing is we are just trying to water the leaves. If the tree is drying up, we say water the leaves. Watering the leaves will not solve the problem. We got to get to the root, which is the heart. So, apne malik se ut kar ke faryad kar. And then, ruh ko noor e taqwa se tu shaad. The ruh and soul will only enjoy the noor of taqwa. The stomach enjoys food. The physical body nourished with food. And the food for the soul is taqwa.
Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu, yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu, mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat, khalq se main bezaar rahu. Har dam zikro fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu, hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshyar rahu. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir virde zubaan e mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. یاد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے, تجھ پر سب گھر بار لوٹا دوں خانہ دل آباد رہے, سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دوں دل غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے, سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دوں تجھ سے فقط پر یاد رہے, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ, اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ, لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, نفس اینڈ شیطان ہیو گینگڈ اپ اگینسٹ می, بوتھ آر اٹیکنگ می فرام لیفٹ رائٹ فرام آل سائڈز, نفس اینڈ شیطان وانٹ ٹو ڈریگ می ڈاؤن دا گٹرز آف ایمبیرسمنٹ شیم ڈسگریس ہیومیلیشن, نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ, اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر, مائی بلوڈ اللہ ہیلپ می اسسٹ, آئی ایم ایکسٹریملی ویک سرونٹ آف یورز, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو دیٹ ریزسٹنس پاور, آئی ڈونٹ ہیو دیٹ کائنڈ آف اسٹرانگ ول پاور ٹو ریزسٹ ٹیمپٹیشنز, مائی بلوڈ اللہ give me that strength, give me that courage, give me that himmat, help me, assist me. If we beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala will help and assist. He will create the means of that person changing his life.
Mujhsa khalqa mein koi nahi, go bad kirdar na masiya, tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, baksh de mere sare guna, tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya rab, baksh de mere sare guna.
Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one more sinful than myself on the surface of the earth. We must consider ourselves to be the most sinful ones. We don't know when the other person made tawbah from his sins. Aise waise kaise kaise ho gaye, kaise kaise aise waise ho gaye. How many people, they were drug addicts, they were committing zina, they were in the bars and cinemas and discos and theatres. Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayat and they rose to spiritual heights. And the person who was climbing and climbing, but then pride came, arrogance came, looking down upon people, considering oneself superior, others inferior. What happened is that person fell. And I've said this many times, that if a person falls from the first rung of the ladder, he won't get any real hurt and pain. He may just get a little bit of bruise. And if he has to inform his bruise about that bruise, then they too will say, what are you making such a big noise about this little bruise? But if the person falls from high up, then his bones will crack, skull will crack. So the more we get closer to Allah Ta'ala, the more we get tawfiq of doing good deeds, the more cautious we must be. Don't allow any kind of pride to come into the heart. So therefore now this great wali of Allah Ta'ala, what he's saying, there's nobody more sinful than myself. Yet he was not doing anything wrong. Tu bhi magar ghaffar hai ya Rab, baksh de mere sare guna. My beloved Allah, I am a human being, I am sinful. I am the most sinful, but then you also are ghaffar, most forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they repent, when they turn towards you with repentance. They're ashamed of what they have done. They're not bragging about their sins. They're not justifying their sins and evil. Then, oh Allah, you are also ghaffar. So forgive my sins. Forgive my sins.
Ab to rahe bastada me akhir virde zubae mere ilah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali, shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali, shan teri har an nai hai, gah jamali, gah jalali, wo bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah, Allah, lete, baithe, chalte, phirte, aat peher ho, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی, وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا, عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی.
Oh my beloved Allah, I wasted my entire life. So much of my life went in negligence, absolutely useless and futile activities. If it is something useful, the person is running, jogging, skipping, swimming, or something that is good for health, you will say at least he benefited in some way. But absolutely futile. Days and days and days goes on the television screen, watching cricket, football, rugby, this, that, that. The games are unending and life is ending. Games are not ending and the life is melting away like a block of ice on a sunny day. The intelligent person, he will try to save whatever ice he can. As it's melting away, those people who sell ice on the streets in India or Pakistan, go and see. It is very hot and it's melting. They just want to cover it up with some sack and sell it at whatever price, but don't allow it to melt away. And here our life is melting away, day by day. Every second is gone, is gone. They say the past, as I'm speaking, is already gone to the past. The second that ticked away is gone to the past. So the past is history, and the future is a mystery. Nobody knows what's the future. The present is the present. That's the present from Allah Ta'ala. Make the best of it. So therefore he says, I've wasted my time.
خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں, کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی, مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا, کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ, لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ, اللہ 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 اللہ. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں, جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے, تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب, یہ ہیچ ہے سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما, بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں میں ہے وے خواب غفلت, بس اب جگا دے, بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری, اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری, اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں.
My beloved Allah, in your path everybody has taken off. In your muhabbat they have taken off. We do not know how high in the air they are soaring. In your love and in your muhabbat and in the muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Only myself, I am still like a speck of dust on the ground. I have read this many times, this poetry. Wallah, we must all think that that is our condition. That we are still like the speck of dust on the ground. Or like that leaf which picks up when the wind blows, and when the wind stops, the leaf is back on the ground. So everyone says, Rahe talab mein sawar sab hain, payada misle ghubar mein hoon. There's an emergency, please remove this car urgently. ND112342. ND112342. Please remove your car immediately. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. I have explained this many times, that we must consider ourselves as the thorn and everybody else as a beautiful rose. So he says, oh Allah, in your garden everybody is a beautiful rose, everybody is a beautiful flower, everybody has got beautiful fragrance. The only one who is a thorn is myself. How many people we have caused injury and pain with our hands, with our feet, with our tongue, with our wealth, with the authority and power that we hold, with the position that we may be holding in different departments. So much of people we cause harm, hurt and injury. With our wealth, how many people we have caused hurt. So therefore, we say, oh Allah, everyone is a beautiful flower in your garden. The only one that is a thorn is myself. How many people's hearts we have sliced with our tongue. The type of statements that we make, unconcerned whose heart is being sliced. And then how many people's hearts we have sliced with our pens. What insulting things we write about people. Unconcerned what kind of injury. We take the respect and the honor of the people to be just granted. So therefore we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness from all those things.
رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں, پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے, بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. مجھے بھی کچھ فکر آخرت ہو, بہت ہی غفلت شعار میں ہوں. رہا میں بیکار زندگی بھر, بس اب تو مشغول کار میں ہوں.
Oh Allah, all my life I remain a useless person. The remaining days of my life make me a useful person.
Hardam karu mein hai mere bari. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah.
Jab saans loon mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah.
Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. تجھے تو معلوم ہے الہی بہت ہی گندا ہے حال میرا. گناہ میں آلودہ ہو رہا ہے रुआ रुआ बाल बाल मेरा. ये आखिरी दिन है जिंदगी के दुरुस्त कर दे माल मेरा. तेरी मोहब्बत में अब जीऊं मैं उसी में हो इंतकाल मेरा.
He says, oh my beloved Allah, you know very well the condition of my heart. Each and every one of us, we know our own sins from the time we became of age up till now. We went through university life or college life or school life or business life or whatever life. How much we have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can pretend and we can hide our sins from people. The neighbors may not know, our parents may not know, and sometimes even our wives who are so close to us, they don't know. Our children may not know, our families do not know. But we can't hide anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In His knowledge is everything. He blessed people, billions of them, with sight. How can He be blind to our actions? So we are only fooling ourselves if we think that Allah ta'ala hasn't seen. And He also has the power to pull the carpet from beneath our feet. So therefore he say, oh Allah, you know what is the condition of my heart. Gunah mein aluda ho raha, every hair of my body seems to be immersed in sins. I am drowning in the ocean of sins. My Allah, these are the last days of my life. Ya akhiri din hai zindagi ke, now put me right. Bless me with the tawfiq of doing things that are right. Now I live in your muhabbat, in your love. My life must be regulated, disciplined. I eat, I drink, I wear good clothes, travel in good car, stay in a good home, marry, run business, do everything, nothing wrong with that. But it must be regulated, monitored, disciplined according to Sharia. Because these are the last days of my life. It's not last days, we don't know whether it's the last second of our life, last second. Visas of life are getting cancelled, cancelled, cancelled. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur usme tawsee bhi hai, ghair mumkin aur miyad uski nahi maloom. At least the visas of this world, we know the duration, 6 months, 1 year, whatever the time. And we can even have it extended. But the visa of life, nobody can have it extended. The heart specialist working on somebody else's heart, if the time is up for him to leave, then he will get a heart attack and leave. He can't stop himself. Whenever man made challenges and thought that he was great, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed. The Titanic, they said, was the unsinkable ship. Now the word they used, unsinkable, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala caused it to sink. When Muhammad Ali Clay say, I'm the greatest, one punch on the upper jaw and he was flattened. The Spanish Armada, they said, invincible, it was conquered. Whenever man challenged Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, yes, make use, Allah Ta'ala subjugated the whole universe for us. The sun, the moon, the stars, waters of the ocean. Build the Titanic, no problem. But don't call it unsinkable. Maiden voyage, it sank. So therefore, we must not underestimate the qudrat and power of Allah Tabaraka. So, ye akhiri din hai zindagi. You must consider every second to be the last of our life. That does not mean the person will not make progress. If the person thinks that I can die any time, it doesn't mean now he won't make any progress in life. The greatest remembrance of death, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Sahaba-i Kiram, yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I mean there was no question, Nauzubillah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was masoom, he was sinless, there was no question of any sin. Nobody can attribute any sin to him. But yet see how many times a day he is thinking of death. Yet Allah Ta'ala gave him a hayat. We believe in hayatun nabi. In the same way, look at Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala ruled over the 2/3 of the then known world. So did the remembrance of that prevent him from reaching a high stage like that? It won't stunt your progress. The only thing what it will do is it will safeguard you from going towards haram. And if the person won't go towards haram, then he'll have taqwa. And if he got taqwa, then وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah will find a way out for you. So it's for our benefit. So therefore he says, آخری دن ہے زندگی کے درست کر دے معال میرا. Visas of life are getting cancelled suddenly.
ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری Allahu Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين
یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام، یا ذا الجلال والاکرام. مائی بلبل اللہ، مائی رحیم اللہ، مائی کریم اللہ، موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ، موسٹ کمپیشنٹ، موسٹ لونگ اللہ، ایکسٹریملی سنفل سروس. This Mubarak night of the 27th, my beloved Allah, make a decision of complete change for us. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, the light of day or darkness of nights. You have seen everything that we have done. You have heard everything that we have spoken. Nothing is hidden from you. My beloved Allah, we are acknowledging every sin that we have committed. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have caused humiliation and suffering to come upon us. But my beloved Allah, you don't like giving punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. Your treasures of forgiveness are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, my beloved Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of mankind. My beloved Allah, who is there to question you why you forgave those sinners who raised their hands on the 27th night before you? No one is going to question you, my beloved Allah. Make a decision of forgiveness for us, my Allah. Open the floodgates of your mercy for us. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness for us. Cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat that are pouring, my Allah. My beloved Allah, don't deprive anyone of the rains of rahmat that are pouring. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Aaj raat hame badalne ka faisla kar le mere Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Hum mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum گندے ہیں، ناپاک ہے اور نالائق ہے. ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہیں. وٹ ایور وی مے بی مائی اللہ، وی آر یور سلیوز اینڈ یور سروینٹس. دیر از نو ڈیفیکلٹی ان یو چینجنگ دا ڈائریکشن آف اور لائف. اور ہارٹس آر بٹوین یور ٹو فنگرز مائی اللہ. وچ ایور ڈائریکشن یو وش یو کین چینج اٹ، وی آر پلیڈنگ ٹو یو اینڈ بیگنگ آف یو مائی اللہ. وی آر ایکسٹریملی ویک. وی میک توبہ اینڈ بریک اوور توبہ. وی میک توبہ اینڈ بریک our tawbah. We don't have the himmat and the courage to remain steadfast on our tawbah. Ya Allah, tonight we are begging and pleading to you, make a decision of complete reformation and change in our lives. My Allah, bless us with the sweetness of iman in our lives. Give us your closeness and your marifat and yaqeen in you. Give us tawakkul and trust in you. Give us your muhabbat, my beloved Allah. Fill our hearts with your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, let the rains of rahmat cause us to be drenched, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the shade of your mercy at all times. Let the clouds of your mercy enshroud us at all times, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't let nafs and shaitan hijack us. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ya Allah, they are presenting a false image and picture before us of enjoyment, of entertainment, of pleasure in the haram. Yet, my beloved Allah, there is no enjoyment in haram. How can there be enjoyment in your displeasure? My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Remove us and take us out from the ocean of sins, my Allah. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. We have gone right down to the bottom, my beloved Allah. We are asking you to draw us out and pull us out of this ocean of sins, my Allah. It hasn't brought any kind of peace and happiness in our lives. Nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Ay, mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. Rabbana la tuakhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana, Rabbana,
ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وهي بلغن الله حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها asked نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, if I find ليلة القدر what must I seek from you, from Allah Ta'ala? Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, make the dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afafu anni. Ya Allah, we are making the same dua. You dearly love forgiveness, my beloved Allah. Innaka afuun tuhibbul af. You are most forgiving and you love forgiveness. You love pardon, my Allah. Therefore, forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, in homes amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, in such a large gathering where there are so many sick people, young people, old people, little children, oh my beloved Allah, let the rains of rahmat drench us. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Ay, mere Allah, hume apna bana le aur hamara ban ja. There is no support for us besides your support. If you are ours, everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Mere Allah, oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. My beloved Allah, we have become so disunited, so disintegrated. We sliced the ummat first into pieces. The enemies only came in afterwards, my beloved Allah. Hamare hal par raham farma. What have we made of the ummah? Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, in this Mubarak night, we are extending our begging bowls before you. You are watching, my beloved Allah. You are listening. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Mere Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Ya Rab karam se apne tu dono jahan de. Jo mustahik ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Ya Allah, we know we are deserving of the worst of all punishments. But you are Rahim, you are Kareem. With your fazal, with your kindness, we who are deserving of azab and punishment, Ya Allah, give us salvation, give us najat, give us amnesty. Oh, you dearly love giving amnesty. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness and salvation. Give us the best of both worlds, my Allah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو ابال دے۔ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے۔ مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے۔ بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے۔
Our forehead at your door, our hands raised towards you, may Allah. Don't deprive anyone. Don't deprive any one of us, may Allah, in this Mubarak night of the rains of Rahmat. Hamari maghfirat kar de, maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi, maaf karna.
My beloved Allah,
this part of the night, what else has kept such a large crowd here and so many listeners? Nothing but great hope that you will make this night qadar for us.
Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for. Bless the Ummah with that goodness. And protect us from all the fitnas that are going to come and that are present. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina. رنگ لائے گی کب میری آہے، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے، جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جوجا۔
یا اللہ، all those who have requested us to make dua for them, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. There are so many in hospitals, in clinics, so many have met up with accidents, so many are in the ICUs, so many in the homes, so many amongst us, my beloved Allah. You are well aware of every person's difficulty, hardship, pain, suffering and problem. With your fazl and kindness, remove those sufferings and pain and hardship. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.